This morning on WCHL, the 2014 race for U.S. Senate in North Carolina was one of the most contentious and one of the most negative and easily the most expensive in the country. And we're going to see it all over again in 2016.
It will be interesting to see if the North Carolina Senate race really ends up being one of the close ones in 2016.
Beginning next July, a new federal law will require colleges and universities to report statistics on sexual abuse, sexual assault, domestic violence, and stalking, both on and off campus. And a large mixed-use development proposed for the northern end of Chapel Hill is up for public comment when the Chapel Hill Town Council gets together tonight. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carver Road traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the Carolina men's basketball team downed Robert Morris 103-59 last night in the Smith Center to improve to 2-0 on the year. And
Carolina's defense won another football game over the weekend.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, a cold rain out there this morning. We expect showers all day, not as cool or high today in the low 60s, but the chance of rain is close to 100% all day today. The 2014 race for U.S. Senate in North Carolina is one of the most contentious, certainly one of the most negative, and easily the most expensive by far in the country, and we will see it all over again in 2016. As Republican Richard Burr's seat is up for grabs, where does Burr stand heading into the election? Which Democrats might pose the strongest challenge? And nationwide, who are the most vulnerable senators and the leading contenders for the GOP presidential nomination? WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke last week with public policy polling director Tom Jensen.
Out of the senators up in 2016 who we've taken an early look at their approval numbers, the two with negative approval ratings are Marco Rubio in Florida has a -1 approval rating, and Michael Bennett in Colorado has a -5 approval rating. So those may be two of the most vulnerable ones. But one person who's pretty far down the list when it comes to their approval rating is our own Richard Burr. Mm-hmm. He has a 33% approval rating, 28% disapproved. So it'll be interesting to see if the North Carolina Senate race really ends up being one of the close ones in 2016.
And that leaves a lot of people out there, about 40%, right, who don't have an opinion one way or the other.
Yeah, Richard Burr's really one of the lower-profile senators in the country. Pretty much what we found about him ever since he took office is about a third of voters approve of the job he's doing, about a third disapprove, and about a third don't have an opinion about him one way or the other. And what that means is that Burr is really sort of susceptible to the political winds. It's a good Republican year, like it was both when he was first elected in 2004 and when he got reelected in 2010. Then he really, I think, should be in pretty decent shape. But he's not so popular that if it's a strong Democratic year, he'll necessarily be able to survive that. So he and Kay Hagan both really are sort of senators whose fate are at the mercy of the political climate. And as we saw this year with Kay Hagan, it was a bad Democratic year. She didn't make it. It could be the same sort of situation for her in 2016.
And are there, and we're speaking with Tom Jensen, by the way, public policy polling, are there Democrats in North Carolina who would pose a stronger challenge to Richard Burr? I know one of the most prominent Democrats is Roy Cooper, and he's sort of locked into the governor's race. Who else is out there?
Well, there's been a whole lot of discussion this week about whether Kay Hagan might be willing to run against Richard Burr and get right back into the fray. So it's sort of hard to see whether that's going to be something that she's interested in doing, but that's certainly an interesting option to think about for Democrats. I think the other name that a lot of Democrats are really thinking about as a potential challenger to Richard Burr is State Treasurer Janet Cal. But it's interesting that even after 6 years in office, Cal only has about 30% statewide name recognition. So really, once you get beyond Kay Hagan, Democrats are most likely going to be looking at a candidate who's not particularly well-known. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. When Kay Hagan got elected to the Senate in the first place in 2008, nobody really knew who she was, and that didn't keep her from winning. So you don't necessarily have to have somebody who starts out with a huge amount of name recognition.
And then turning up to the presidential race, I know you said last week that you were starting to look at numbers there, certainly with respect to the coming race for the Republican nomination in particular, as the Democratic race seems to be sort of set if Hillary Clinton decides to run after all. But where do things stand now as far as that goes?
We did 8 state polls that we put results out for this week, and it was an interesting mix of findings about who Republicans want to be their candidate. In some states, Jeb Bush was the preferred person. In some states, it was Ben Carson, Chris Christie, and Mike Huckabee did pretty well as well. But really, what you saw is that there was a big mixture of findings across the board. It's a very different situation from the Democrats, where Hillary Clinton's the candidate of choice everywhere. When you look at the Republican field, it really is just sort of a hodgepodge of different people doing better in different places.
And it's Public Policy Polling Director Tom Jensen speaking with WCHL's Aaron Keck. You can find PPP's latest numbers online at publicpolicypolling.com. Beginning next July, a new federal law will require colleges and universities to report statistics on sexual assault, domestic violence, and stalking, both on and off campus. And Chapel Hill University officials are planning ahead. UNC included all of that data in its 2014 report as well, which came out last month. Elise McLaughlin reports for Carolina Connection.
UNC's Department of Public Safety released its annual campus security report in October. The report indicates that in 2013, 5 cases of dating violence, 4 incidents of domestic violence, and 14 stalking cases occurred on campus. Kelly Raker is the Sexual Violence Prevention Coordinator in the Office of Student Wellness. She explains that dating and domestic violence fall under the larger umbrella of interpersonal violence.
When we talk about that, it can mean physical, sexual, emotional, economic, psychological, basically threats or actions that someone's going to find intimidating or frightening or terrorizing or threatening. So oftentimes this happens in relationships, and it could be an intimate relationship, but also could happen between roommates or a parent to a child, or kind of different kinds of relationships as well.
DPS spokesman Randy Young said the information was included this year due to federal law. The Violence Against Women Act stipulates that information on dating violence, domestic violence, and stalking be included in the report. Young says the difference between domestic and dating violence is subtle.
Dating violence could be in any two people that share in any kind of a level of intimate relationship. And a domestic situation or domestic violence reflects violence among people who are either habitating together or who may share a family member, such as a child.
Young says while the number of reported cases seem relatively low on a campus of over 29,000 students, the actual number of cases is probably higher because some students don't report that they've been victims of violence.
What we're working in all of these areas, whether it's the reporting of sexual offenses or whether it's the reporting of any violence, is that for the number of reported to approach and get closer and closer to the number that is actuality.
Students can report incidents to the Dean of Students Office, Public Safety, or the Equal Opportunity and Compliance Office. Another place that students can go, their dorms. Residential advisors, or RAs, are also a resource for a student who has experienced this type of situation. Junior Alexis Robinson has worked as an RA for 2 years. During her training, she received information on how to deal with cases of sexual violence claims.
So what are you looking for?
I'm looking for some documents that we got during our RA training about what to do in situations of sexual violence on UNC campus. And it also has some of the resources that people could use that are confidential.
Robinson says her residents haven't informed her of any interpersonal violence. However, she says other RAs have heard about these types of situations.
My first year being an RA, I was told about an experience where there was a resident who experienced this kind of violence, like with a partner, somebody they were actually with, but it was just like an action they were not ready to participate in at the moment. But as RAs, we're not really allowed to share like any kind of details about things like that, but that is a general story I've heard.
Robinson says many times students won't talk to the appropriate person or anyone to seek help.
I feel like there's some shame with victims. I feel like sometimes they think it's their fault, so they keep it inside and don't talk about it. But I do think it's something that's really important. Like, even if it's just somebody that's your close friend, but preferably somebody who can actually get you help and get you the justice you deserve for crimes like that.
As DPS continues to collect more information in the upcoming years, Young says he hopes the data will reflect the total number of incidents,
so that we get a more accurate picture of what's out there.
After all, having accurate data is what makes the campus security report a vital tool in evaluating campus safety. In Chapel Hill, I'm Elise McLothan.
Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs on WCHL every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. Chapel Hill Town Council gets together tonight. We'll have that story and more coming up in just a moment.
Weaver Street Realty has been in business on Main Street in Carrboro for 30 years and supports numerous local causes and nonprofits. Three of Weaver Street's agents, Gary Phillips, Jay Parker, and Don Basnight, are auctioneers and conduct charity auctions throughout the year. They call them at the Cornucopia House, Carrboro Art Center, the North Carolina Botanical Garden, Compass Center for Women and Families, Lerner Jewish Center, Ducks Unlimited, and the Chapel Hill Garden Club, among others. Don, Jay, and Gary of Weaver Street Realty care about our community.
Get a deal you can unwrap right now during the Happy Honda Day sales event at Crown Honda South Point, where you can unwrap a 2014 Honda Civic Sedan CVT LX for just $149 a month. The Happy Honda Day sales event is the perfect time to unwrap your favorite Honda. So hurry into Crown Honda South Point today. The only dealer with extended service hours 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. on weekdays and open weekends too. If you're up, we're open. Located on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes, tags, and fees. See dealer for complete lease details.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Remember the last time you had the flu? Headache, body ache, chills, fever, stuffy nose? Remember how awful you felt? The best way to prevent the flu is by getting a flu vaccine. UNC Family Medicine is here to help protect you and your family from the flu. After all, who wants to feel sick? Call us at 919-966-0210 or visit us at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
Good morning. It is 618 at WCHL. A large mixed-use development proposed for the northern end of Chapel Hill is up for public comment when the Chapel Hill Town Council meets tonight. The Edge, as it's known, is planned for 53 acres on Eubanks Road adjacent to the town's park and ride lot. Developer Norwood Raven proposes 23 buildings ranging from 1 to 7 stories. The site will include a mix of retail and commercial space with between 400 and 700 residential units. Up to 50 of those could be affordable rentals subsidized using tax credits. The site has been earmarked for economic development since 2008. The current plan proposes more square footage and a smaller parcel than the original Edge concept put forward by another developer in 2011. The public hearing begins at 7 o'clock tonight in Council Chambers at Town Hall. North Carolina's Democratic Party Chairman Randy Voller is not seeking re-election to another 2-year term. The former Pittsburgh mayor made the announcement on Saturday at the party executive committee meeting in Chatham County. The committee narrowly elected Voller in 2013, and he's focused on building local party organizations with the Democrats in the minority and state government. He took heat for the firing of party executive director Robert Dempsey, and with the first vice chairwoman resigned, citing disagreements with Voller. Current first vice chair Patsy Kiever has said she's seeking Voller's job. Voller says he doesn't want the February election to be solely a referendum on the chairman. Democrats won a few legislative seats and some county races this month, but Democratic U.S. Senator Kay Hagan lost to Republican Tom Tillis. WCHL News Time, 6:20, and we're going to turn now to WCHL Championship Sports and tell you what happened over the weekend. First of all, Last night, Carolina men's basketball team downed Robert Morris 103-59 in the Smith Center to improve to 2-0 on the season. Big men Bryce Johnson and Kennedy Meeks led the Tar Heels on the scoreboard and on the glass. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
UNC head coach Roy Williams says he was encouraged by his team's improvement from Friday night's game and was especially pleased with the way the Tar Heels played in the paint.
Well, we were, I thought, much more active defensively tonight than we were Friday night. That seems like a long time ago. But then I think we turned those turnovers or their missed shots into the break better. Thought we also executed much better against their zone. We moved it better tonight. Our big guys can pass the ball, and we've done a nice job of that in practice. We didn't do it Friday night, but I thought we did tonight. We're more gifted than Robert Morris, but I think pleased with our effort. I thought we should be pleased with our attendance. And I think the biggest thing is early in the game, I think we dominated the boards.
UNC grabbed 49 rebounds. That's 18 more than their opponent Saturday night. Johnson led the Tar Heel scoring drive with 23 points and also snared 8 rebounds. The junior forward says Coach Williams has been stressing the need for the interior guys to impact the game significantly.
Kenny and myself were just exploding up there and be able to get it. That's the one thing Coach has been telling us. He's just been emphasizing us to be able to explode up there and be able to get the ball and grab it and be able to just go right back up with it. If you have like three guys on you, don't go right back up because I mean you're going to get it blocked by one of the three guys. But we just did a good job of keeping it high after we get the rebound and just be able to put it back up there.
As for Meeks, he hit blackjack, scoring 21 points and leading the team with 12 rebounds. The slimmed down sophomore says the Tar Heels plan on thriving on second chance opportunities this season.
He always says that's the most important part of the game is rebounding. This is just the second opportunities, like you said. I mean, it helps us get open shots on the perimeter. I mean, when they're knocking those down, it helps us get easy points down low. So, I mean, it all works out for everybody.
Coach Williams has high praise for the potential of this batch of Tar Heels. He says the team could be his best offensive rebounding squad ever. The UNC Hall of Famer was happy with Johnson and Meek Sunday, but he says the duo will need to be more consistent to truly have a dominant impact on the program like past Carolina greats.
You know, what we've got to do is see that over the course of a season. I thought last year those guys had some good games, some really good games every now and then, but it's got to be on a consistent basis like Tyler Zeller and John Henson, you know, Tyler Hansbrough, Sean May, those guys give it to you every night, and then it's difficult for the other team to play anything.
Marquise Reed topped the Colonial stat sheet, contributing 22 points to the losing cause. Next up for Carolina will come a road game in Charlotte at the Time Warner Cable Arena. That's next Saturday, November 22nd, against the Davidson Wildcats. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Well, congratulations to the Carolina men's basketball team. Number 13-ranked Tar Heel women's team beat the number 23 UCLA Bruins Sunday afternoon in Carmichael Arena. With that victory, Carolina is now 2-0. After scoring 30 points against UCLA a year ago, Alicia Gray still continues to shine in the court. Once again, led her team in scoring with 19 points to go along with 6 rebounds.
She had 30 against us last year, so you would think we might have learned our lesson, but you know, it's a credit to her. I mean, she's a really, really good player, and she can do a lot of different things to hurt you. You can't just take away Gray's three-point shot and think, oh, got her. You know, I mean, I think that she exposes any other weaknesses in your defense.
That is Bruin head coach Corey Close following her team's defeat at the hands of Heels. Gray has been UNC's leading scorer in every game so far this season. Of course, there have only been two. Carolina will play its third consecutive home game against number 21 Oklahoma State Wednesday night at 6. The game will be broadcast right here on WCHL. And the Carolina football team got a win on Saturday, 40-35 over Pittsburgh in a beautiful day in Kenan Stadium. Heels are now 5-5 on the season, 3-3 in the ACC. Not much time to celebrate that win. UNC is at Duke on Thursday night for another important ACC game. Art Chansky will have more on that coming up next hour on WCHL. Atlanta Falcons moved in with a tie for first place in the lowly NFC South with a 19-17 win over the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. Another bad day for the Panthers. 6:25 at WCHL. Good morning.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by BASF, enabling its customers to meet the current and future needs of society. BASF, the chemical company. This is Charles Osgood. My CBS News colleague, Steve Hartman, has a story to tell about a football player who did well.
At one point, number 60, Jason Brown, was one of the best centers in the NFL.
And he played so well and was paid so well, he took home many million clams.
At one point, he had a 5-year, $37 million contract with the St. Louis Rams.
But was he a happy man with all he got? As you'll hear in a moment, apparently not. It takes a lot to build the future. About half of the energy and resources we consume around the world we use in construction. But if you add just the right chemistry, we can build better and smarter. BASF has solutions that make construction more mindful of the environment and make buildings more durable and efficient. Because when you're building the future, you need to build a future that lasts. And when we can build more while using less, it's because at BASF, we create chemistry. To learn more, visit WeCreateChemistry.com.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Most guys would love what JB had. Steve Hartman tells us Jason Brown felt bad.
And at one point, he decided it was all meaningless and just walked away from football.
Some people didn't understand at all.
My agent, he said, "You're making the biggest mistake of your life." And I looked right back at him. I said, "No, I'm not. No, I'm not."
What did Jason Brown have up his sleeve?
So what could possibly trump the NFL? You wouldn't believe. Jason Brown quit football to be a plain old farmer, even though he never farmed a day in his life.
How did you learn even to do what you're doing?
Get on the internet, watch YouTube videos.
So you learned how to farm from YouTube?
Yeah.
He used to like to see opposing players hit the ground. But with sweet potatoes, it is something else he's found.
When you see them pop up out of the ground, man, it's the most beautiful thing that you could ever see.
He says he has never felt more successful.
Brown has 1,000 acres in North Carolina, and he plans to donate the first fruits of every harvest to food pantries. That's what he means by success.
But when I think about a life of greatness, I think about a life of service.
Which leads us here.
Which leads us here. Yes.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
One thing that Charles Osgood did not mention is that Jason Brown played his college football at the University of North Carolina. How about that? Some positive publicity for the UNC football program. 628 at WCHL.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Chapel Hill, the southern part of heaven. Our town has so many wonderful reasons to love living here, and one of my favorites is right down the little hill on Rosemary Street, Bredman's Restaurant. Bredman's is a Chapel Hill tradition that always has something for everyone. Where else can you get breakfast, lunch, or dinner any time of day? From Belgian waffles to the best burgers in town, or catering for your next event, Bredman's Restaurant is sure to please. Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974, a Chapel Hill tradition.
Locally owned and serving the community, F&F Automotive has been the area's best-kept secret for over 50 years.
Conveniently located at 107 West Weaver Street in Carrboro, F&F Automotive has a newly renovated shop with state-of-the-art equipment, is an official North Carolina inspection station, and our friendly staff of ASE-certified technicians offers a full service of routine maintenance and advanced repair needs for all makes and models.
Fast, friendly, affordable, convenient, and local.
Teacher and student discounts available. Stop by and see us or visit FNFauto.com today to learn more.
Are you looking for new customers?
Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the website at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Good morning. It is 44 degrees in Chapel Hill, 630. 44 chilly degrees. That's because it's raining. There's a really cold rain out there. We have 100% chance of showers all day today.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com.
I'm Dave Barrett. Drug enforcement officials went to check out the San Francisco 49ers.
Throws one on a slant. Caught Crabtree, 35 to the 30. Accelerates 20, 10, 5. Touchdown 49ers.
Ted Robinson on KNBR. But the DEA personnel weren't interested in the game, as they and other agents dropped in on the Seattle Seahawks and Tampa Bay Buccaneers as well. They wanted to see how team doctors dispense painkillers. Jason Lockenfor is with CBSSports.com.
They wanted to make sure that all the medicine that they were carrying with them, that it was accounted for. They wanted to know which players were taking which painkillers and why, and where was the documentation for that. They want to see prescriptions.
AP sports columnist Jim Litke.
The DEA was looking basically to find out if teams were complying with the Federal Controlled Substances Act, which very tightly controls who's allowed to dispense prescription drugs and other controlled substances, and exactly in which jurisdictions doctors are licensed to practice.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632 at WCHL, very cold rain this morning, 44 degrees in Chapel Hill, 43 this morning in Carrboro, 100% chance of rain all day, and our high today in the low 60s. I'm Rod Stutz. The 2014 race for U.S. Senate in North Carolina was one of the most contentious, one of the most negative, and easily the most expensive in the entire nation, and we will probably see it all over again in 2016. As Republican Richard Burr's seat is up for grabs, where does Richard Burr stand heading into this election? Which Democrats might pose the strongest challenge for him? And nationwide, who are the most vulnerable senators and the leading contenders for the GOP presidential nomination? WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with Public Policy Polling Director Tom Jensen to get some answers.
Out of the senators up in 2016 who we've taken an early look at their approval numbers, the two with negative approval ratings are Marco Rubio in Florida has a -1 approval rating, and Michael Bennett in Colorado has a -5 approval rating. So those may be two of the most vulnerable ones. But one person who's pretty far down the list when it comes to their approval rating is our own Richard Burr. He has a 33% approval rating, 28% disapproved. So it'll be interesting to see if the North Carolina Senate race really ends up being one of the close ones in 2016.
And that leaves a lot of people out there, about 40%, right, who don't have an opinion one way or the other.
Yeah, Richard Burr's really one of the lower-profile senators in the country. Pretty much what we found about him ever since he took office is about a third of voters approve of the job he's doing, about a third disapprove, and about a third don't have an opinion about him one way or the other.
That is Public Policy Polling Director Tom Jensen in a conversation with Aaron Keck. You can hear the entire interview on our website, chapelboro.com. And you can find PPP's latest numbers online at publicpolicypolling.com. A large mixed-use development proposed for the northern end of Chapel Hill is up for public comment tonight when the Chapel Hill Town Council meets. It's known as The Edge. It's planned for 53 acres on Eubanks Road, adjacent to the town's park and ride lot. Developer Northwood Raven proposes 23 buildings that range from 1 to 7 stories in height. The site will include a mix of retail and commercial space with between 400 and 700 residential units. Up to 50 of those units could be affordable rentals subsidized using tax credits. The site has been earmarked for economic development since 2008. The current plan proposes more square footage on a smaller parcel than the original Edge concept that was put forward by another developer back in 2011. The public hearing starts at 7 o'clock tonight in council chambers at Town Hall. The town of Carrboro is considering nearly $900,000 in updates and improvements to the town commons. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Town Commons is one of our centerpieces. It's starting to be used, I think, more and more with some of our special events we've had there, some of the big concerts and our growing number of festivals. And, of course, its genesis was in the farmers market when it moved over there many years ago.
That's Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle. Last Tuesday, the Board of Aldermen was presented with a plan in three phases to update town commons for the first time since the mid-90s. Updates back then gave birth to the pavilions and gazebos that citizens now enjoy. A recent town study that included a survey resulted in a new plan that would cost between $800,000 and $900,000. Lavelle said she's excited about the proposed changes.
One iteration of, I think it's phase two, is to split the far parking lot into two smaller lots and create an area where we can have kind of a stage area.
She added there could be movies on the lawn and stages could be erected for musical performances. Preservation of the green area is also a priority. Lavelle said the turf on the commons really takes a beating as the area sees more and more use. She added that another goal is to make it easier to just walk around in the commons. Phase 3 actually involves reconfiguring the access road off Main Street to the farmer's market. Right now, drivers come in through Laurel Avenue, wind around for a bit, and then awkwardly maneuver their way in front of Town Hall or behind the back. Lavelle said it would be great to get rid of a little island there that serves no real purpose.
There's a way to clean that up and come up with some more green space and with some more area there that would look nice.
The Board of Aldermen liked that idea so much, there's talk of folding Phase 3 into Phase 1. Lavelle said the Board of the Farmers Market will join the funding effort. The town of Carrboro is also seeking continuing input from citizens through its website.
Part of it is kind of bringing it back sometime after the new year and taking any more public comment, perhaps even getting some more public comment on the internet now that we have a design for people to comment on.
The next step will be to begin phasing in improvements. You can find a link to the Town of Carrboro site in this story at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
An exhibit at the North Carolina Museum of History focuses on the administration of Republican Governor Jim Martin, who was first elected 30 years ago. The exhibit, entitled The Martin Years, 1985 to 1993, features personal and historical items associated with Martin and his wife, Dottie. Martin was the state's first two-term Republican governor. The Martins donated more than 50 items to the museum collection last month, and some are included in this exhibit. Among them, a Salvation Army tuba Martin played since the mid-1990s, and the suit that Dottie Martin wore to her husband's second inauguration back in 1989. The free exhibit continues through January 4th. A highway marker in Hillsborough commemorates North Carolina's refusal to adopt the Constitution without a Bill of Rights more than 225 years ago. About 270 delegates met in Hillsborough in July 1788 and refused to ratify the Constitution, instead calling for a Bill of Rights. The Constitution nevertheless received the necessary votes from 9 states and took effect in March of 1789. But North Carolina and Rhode Island continued to call for a Bill of Rights, which Congress approved later in 1789 and sent on to the states. North Carolina then held a second convention in Raleigh, in Fayetteville, where delegates ratified the Constitution. Another reason Hillsborough has to be proud. And in news around town this morning, it's holiday season. Orange County Animal Services is marking the occasion with its annual Home for the Holidays campaign. Now through January 3rd, Animal Services is offering reduced adoption fees for select dogs and cats. You'll be able to see some of the dogs at the Hillsborough Holiday Parade on December 6th and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Holiday Parade on December 13th. And Animal Services is also running a canned pet food drive next month, collecting cans for local pet owners in need. Bring cans of food to Animal Services on Eubanks Road between December 1st and December 20th, and they will be distributed by Orange Congregations in Mission and Chapel Hill Meals on Wheels. WCHL News Time, 6:39. Coming up, we have today's commentary, and that's on the way from Matt Bailey. Chapel Hill needs better choices for office space. And that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Football or Basketball. I'm not really sure which, to tell you the truth, but it's Inside Carolina Athletics in one way or another. Coming up just a couple minutes here on WCHL.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer. That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket. Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso. No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal. Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower. No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a... no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance. Submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes. Rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Thousands of people around the country are switching from smoking to vaping. This is the Vapor Girl telling you that I turned a lifetime of chain smoking into vaping. Our customers find vaping is cleaner, healthier, and they love our hundreds of flavors that we create right here in Chapel Hill from homegrown tobacco. The Vapor Girl has everything you need to make the switch yourself. No more cigarette smell, no more cigarette butts. Visit one of the Vapor Girl retail locations in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsburgh, each with a vapor bar for sampling. For more information, go to thevaporgirl.com.
Hi, I'm Sarah Cooney, owner of the Root Cellar Cafe and Catering. You've noticed this Washer's Market Chapel Hill, but we recently changed our name, and I invite you to come check out our new look. We stayed true to the concepts that made Foster's legendary. Scratch-made food, fresh local ingredients, and a commitment to our local farms and community. We've also added some exciting new menu items. Think of the Root Cellar as an old friend with a new name. Visit us on MLK for delicious food, made right, right here, or at RootCellarChapelHill.com.
Hello, this is Freddie Kiger of WCHL, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with my good buddy, Ron Stutz.
All right, hang around for a few minutes. Freddie Kiger has today's trivia question on WCHL. Good morning. It is 6:41.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. Let's say you wanted to start a business. And since you live in Chapel Hill, you'd really like to have your office space here in Chapel Hill. A couple of creative hotshots you want to hire tell you they want to work where you could walk to lunch or grab a craft beer after work, so you look for space near Franklin Street. You love the idea of taking the bus to work, but that accountant and Carrie you were hoping to hire tells you she's got to get her kid from preschool, and it's just too hard to get in and out of downtown Chapel Hill in time. So you look for space at the suburban office parks out near 15501 and I-40. The trees are nice, but the buildings are kind of frumpy, and you can't even walk to anything from there. Forget convincing potential employees that you're a fun place to work. Where would they even eat lunch? You're sharing your woes with a colleague who points out that more companies are moving to large open floor plans to encourage communication and collaboration. Everything you've seen in Chapel Hill has been kind of cramped and claustrophobic. Finally, you call a realtor who shows you the perfect office. It's in the center of the action, you can drive or take transit, it's open and airy, and it's in Durham. Contrary to popular belief, there are people who want to start businesses in Chapel Hill. And contrary to popular belief, there is office space for rent in Chapel Hill. The problem is, most of it isn't designed for how today's businesses work and isn't in environments where today's top talent want to work. There's a reason Durham's American Tobacco is renting space as soon as they can bring it online. And there's a reason Blue Cross Blue Shield is leaving their iconic building in Chapel Hill. If we're going to compete for tomorrow's businesses, we can't do it with yesterday's office space. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina football evened its record at 5-5 and advanced a step closer to bowl eligibility with a 40-35 victory over Pittsburgh Saturday afternoon in chilly Keenan Stadium. The Tar Heels erased a 14-0 deficit after the first quarter, outscoring the visitors 40-21 in the final three quarters for the win. Tar Heel head coach Larry Fedora after the game.
Very resilient. You know, we wanted to start faster than we did, but we didn't. And but, you know, we our guys didn't blink. They just kept playing. I really thought they did a nice job of encouraging each other and staying positive throughout the game. And I think they felt good all the way through the game.
It's holiday party time, and Mothers Against Drunk Driving wants to help you with your Thanksgiving checklist. Turkey large enough to feed a small village? Check. Double helpings of dressing and pie? Check, check. Designating a non-drinking driver? Check. We plan everything for the holidays, so be sure to add a designated driver to that list. Wishing you a safe and happy holiday from MAD, North Carolina. Visit mad.org/NC.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now.
at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In what is becoming the norm, it was another terrific performance by Carolina quarterback Marquise Williams, who accounted for 398 yards of total offense and four touchdowns against the Panthers, once again helping lead the Tar Heels to victory.
Yeah, he really did. He made plays when we needed to make plays. I mean, he kept the ball in some situations and just put the team on his back and did a really nice job today.
We'll be on the air tonight at 7 o'clock with the head coach of Carolina basketball with Roy Williams Live, coming your way from Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
646 at WCHL. That was indeed a good win for Carolina's football team on Saturday. No question about it. Tar Heels don't have a lot of time to celebrate, though, because they have to get ready to play Duke on Thursday night. So it's a really short turnaround. And ladies and gentlemen, coming up in just a few minutes, we have celebrity birthdays. But to kick off that celebration, I just wanted to tell you that this past weekend, Nikki Moore celebrated her birthday.
I sure did.
And I just wanted to say happy birthday to
Thank
you.
Thank you.
A day late.
Thank you. That's okay.
Yeah. What did you do on your birthday, if that's something that you can share with our family members?
Of course I can. Gosh. What kind of person do you think I am? Actually, I had
sure.
a great day. I got to hang out with my daughter. She came in from ECU to spend the day, a weekend with me.
Yeah.
And we went to go see Gone Girl yesterday, which is, I read the book.
Went to go see what?
Gone Girl. Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
I read the book and I really, really loved the book and I heard great things about the movie and it really matched up well. It was great.
Great.
So we had a good time and then I got a really nice surf and turf dinner made for me and a nice bubble bath waiting for me when I got home on Saturday.
Ooh, yeah.
That was great because I needed it. My body hurt, so it was awesome. Yeah.
It's all that hard work you do around here in the mornings.
So yes, absolutely.
Sure. Your daughter's 20?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I can't believe it still.
Yeah.
Like, really?
I know what you mean. And, of course, you had her when you were 6, so.
Yes, I know. I was a little, you know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just wanted to add my greetings to the big stack of birthday greetings that you no doubt got.
Yes.
Over the weekend, and say happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You know why there's a big stack over this weekend, this past weekend?
Why?
Because if you do the math, and it only took me 30 years to figure this out. I mean, I'm really quick, you know.
Mm.
Do the math. 9 months, Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why every time I go out on my birthday, I am surrounded by people celebrating their birthday. It's crazy. It really is.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
and thought about that. Well,
yeah.
Anyway, congratulations again.
Thank you.
I'm sure it was a really great birthday for you, and we'll try and celebrate all day here at WCHL.
I love it. I you know, an extended birthday, who could ask for more or less?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
648 at WCHL, and the rest of celebrity birthdays coming up just a moment here on WCHL. We'll also take a look at your traffic and weather together next.
Stanley Martin Homes is proud to present their new model home open now in Winmore, a classic village of new homes just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Stanley Martin's three home designs, priced from the 370s, combine the best in energy efficiency and beautiful design, and Winmore is right on the UNC bus route. For kids, there's a pool and playground, and Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School are in the walk zone. There's conservation woodland space and walking and jogging trails for the whole family to enjoy. Come visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, or go to stanleymartin.com.
I'm Patty Benedict with 300 East Main, inviting you to celebrate the holidays, Carrboro style. This Saturday, 300 East Main is hosting a Frozen holiday open house from 2 to 6 p.m. We're showing the Disney movie Frozen for free at the Hampton Inn & Suites at 2 p.m. After the movie, step out to falling snow and enjoy crafts, carolers, and photo ops with Frozen characters. Frozen at 300 East Main is part of Carrboro Cheer, a month-long series of events promoting holiday shopping and dining in Carrboro. Visit localcarrboro.com for details.
Listen up, Carolina fans.
Go for the slam dunk this season into Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't foul out attempting the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get the jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carver. Call us at 919-942-3153 or online at fitchlumber.com. Go Heels.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And traffic with the birthday girl is brought to you by... I'm sorry, I can't even finish it. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. What's happening, Nikki?
Well, I meant to tell you this, so write this down. We got a dense fog advisory till 9 o'clock this morning, so if you're getting ready to head out, you may want to use a little extra care out there. Get some rain as well.
I forgot about that. I can barely see to get out of my driveway this
morning. It's pretty bad out there, so give yourself a little extra time if you're going to head out to work. You got traffic just starting to pick up. No problems so far. Northbound Fordham Boulevard in good shape from Greensboro Street to the Franklin Merge, and 40 eastbound just busy in spots from Highway 86 through the Durham Freeway. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And we'll talk to you in just a little while here.
Sounds good.
And traffic has been brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up at Cruisers. Good to go. Now, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Well, it is 44 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 43 this morning in Carborough. It's always 1 degree cooler. And let me just tell you, it's really foggy, as Nikki mentioned. It's really dense out there, and it really is hard to see in front of your car, to be honest with you. It's really thicker in some spots, and some light rain coming down, too. Showers, not as cool, with a high today in the low 60s. 100% chance of rain all day today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of showers in the evening, and then clearing up after midnight. Much colder tonight with the lows in the upper 20s. Glad we're not that cool right now with all this moisture out there. Tomorrow, we're looking at sunshine and much cooler with a high only in the upper 30s. So a chill in the air this morning and rain coming down right now. Grimble Jewelers is where you should go to pick out your engagement ring. If you've been thinking about it, you need to go see Grimble's today. Go see Berkeley Grimble and talk to him about that engagement ring or that custom piece you've been dreaming of. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza right next to Whole Foods. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. We got a few of those. Gordon Lightfoot, remember him, the Canadian songster, singer-songwriter. Gordon Lightfoot, 76 years old today. Movie director Martin Scorsese is 72. Actress Lauren Hutton is 71 years old. One of the very first supermodels and also an actress. And Lauren Hutton, 71. What I remember from her most of all is her role in American Gigolo. With Richard Gere. Danny DeVito is 70 years old today. Saturday Night Live producer Lorne Michaels is 70. Baseball Hall of Famer Tom Seaver turned 70 today. Former Democratic National Chairman Howard Dean, 66 years old today. House Speaker John Boehner is 65. Actor Stephen Root is 63. Now, Stephen Root is a really accomplished actor, but he played Milton in Office Space. One of his funniest roles, I mean, which is very far apart from his regular character and certainly his personality, but Stephen Root, 63 years old today. Actor William Moses, 55. Actress Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, 56. Entertainer RuPaul, 54. Actor Dylan Walsh, 51 years old today. National Security Advisor Susan Rice is 50. Actress Sophie Marceau, 48 years old today. Actress model Daisy Fuentes is 48. Ronnie DeVoe of Belle Biv DeVoe is 47. Let's see here. Actress Leslie Bibb is 41 years old today. Actress Rachel McAdams is 36. Wouldn't have thought she was that old. Actor Justin Cooper is 26 years old today. Some local celebrities celebrating their birthdays. First of all, Karen Bernardi. Remember her? She's now Karen Bernardi Hester. And she has a birthday today. And Deborah Miller. Oh, yeah, Deborah Miller, one of Chapel Hill's leading Ashton adults. Deborah's celebrating her birthday today, and I'm not going to say which one, but Deborah Miller. Happy birthday, dear. Hope it's a really good one for you. 6:54 at WCHL.
All right, time now for trivia on WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger just showed up in the studio this morning. Since he's got nothing better to do, may as well.
Yeah, can I share? Can I share with everyone?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Please bring me into your world for just a moment.
Have you got like McMuffin or something on your collar?
Oh, really? Is it?
Have you got it?
No,
no.
Haven't eaten anything.
I thought you were going to have your Easter shirt on since you had egg on it, Tim.
I thought this was a clean shirt, but apparently not.
Oh, you know, maybe it's just the plaid thing. Oh, man, there's a lot of plaids going on over there.
Maybe.
You're a walking Scottish clan.
I am, man. You know, it's got all kinds of different things going on.
Perfect segue, then.
Really? What?
Because our category today is outdoor apparel.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I wear this outdoors.
Yeah. Outdoor apparel. Here we go, folks. Get ready. Get that speed dial.
Okay.
Who invented a waterproof boot that he began to sell to his fellow Maine hunters in 1912? And his name included a doubled set of initials.
Doubled set of initials.
Who invented a waterproof boot that he began to sell to his fellow Maine hunters in 1912? And his name included a doubled set of initials.
I got it.
Give us a call, 919-929-WCHA, or you're going to win a $10 gift certificate to
Cruisers.
Well, you're good to go.
Yeah. You can figure this out, folks.
Yes, you can.
Even if you don't know it,
yes,
just think
you
about
can.
It for a minute.
Use that thinking cap.
Yep. You can probably get one of those from this guy, too.
Yes, you probably can, with flaps and bunny fur or something.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
The following 10 seconds of Yodeling Bacon is brought to you by Cameron's at 300 East Main Street in Carrboro. The previous 10 seconds of Yodeling Bacon was brought to you by Cameron's at 300 East Main Street in Carrboro. Cameron's, a gallery of gifts, jewelry, cards, toys, and highly entertaining off-the-wall stuff. Cameron's, a wonderland of gifts.
Hey, sorry, the phone's been ringing off the hook, and I've not been able to get to all those phone calls, but thank you for calling in this morning.
Well, Freddie Kiger asking a question about the guy who invented
the waterproof boots.
Yeah. Are you talking about L.L. Bean?
That is correct. The doubled set of initials, should have given everyone the hint. L.L. Bean.
I wasn't absolutely sure until you said Maine.
Yeah.
And when I said that, I know that L.L. Bean is headquartered
in
Maine.
Right. It's an American mail order online and retail company founded by Leon Wood Bean.
What?
Leon Wood Bean.
Leon Wood is his middle name?
Yep, that's why I think it's probably good they went with LL.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Freeport, yeah. Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And 90% of his original production had defects.
Really?
But he made good on his money-back guarantee, corrected the design, and the rest, they say,
is
outdoor hunting apparel history.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Good question.
Thank you very much.
L.L. Bean. Yeah, and the other one that springs to mind when I think about that kind of thing is Land's End.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Which is somewhere up there, too.
REI.
I can't remember. Yeah. So, at any rate, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And get yourself ready for Rock and Roll Tuesday tomorrow.
And get ready for cold weather, too.
Yikes. Okay.
Hey, congratulations to Nancy Sidlowski, who called in with the answer to the question right away. And thank you to all those phone callers. Again, I was not able to answer the phone every time it rang, and it rang a lot. But Nancy Sidlowski gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the website at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
44 degrees this morning. Yeah, a little bit nippy. The rain coming down, a little light rain. It really is cold out there, and we have some dense fog as well. Dense fog at
advisory in effect. Showers all day today, 100% chance of rain. Our high temperature today in the low 60s, which doesn't sound so bad, but really, it really is cold this morning. 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. His parents say they're heartbroken. President Obama calls the beheading of former Army Ranger Peter Kasich an act of pure evil. Defense Secretary Hagel says it shows why ISIS has to be wiped out. Kasich was delivering medical supplies in Syria when he was kidnapped.
His entire life was about helping others in a humanitarian effort wherever he felt people needed help.
CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons tells us an ISIS video of the murder was beyond gruesome.
Much more barbaric than what we've seen in previous Islamist State videos. They're disclosing their faces, their locations. What I noticed, too, is the different men of the executioners within the video clearly are from different parts of the world.
Why would ISIS target aid workers? CBS's Vicky Barker is live with that.
It's the latest ISIS tactic, stealing aid for its fighters or redistributing it under the group's black banner in a bid to win local hearts and minds. The Wall Street Journal says the stolen aid includes generators from Germany worth at least $300,000 and more than 600 baskets of food, each designed to feed a family for a month, donated by a U.S. group. And of course, aid workers have been seized too, with at least six Syrians and an American woman still believed held. Frank?
Federal drug agents made surprise visits to at least three visiting team locker rooms during Sunday's NFL games. Associated Press sports writer Jim Litke says they searched bags and questioned trainers and doctors.
The spark was a lawsuit filed by 500 former players in May who contend that they were given prescriptions with virtually no safeguards whatsoever. They weren't told half the time what they were taking. Some also allege that prescriptions were filled out in their names for hundreds of controlled substances without their knowledge.
The NFL says the teams cooperated with the DEA. General Motors is extending the deadline to file defective ignition switch injury claims until the end of January. The company came under fire last week for failing to notify one family about a death 11 years ago. An outbreak of the norovirus, a nasty stomach bug, interrupted a month-long cruise from Los Angeles to Tahiti on the Crown Princess. More than 170 passengers took ill. Others took precautions to avoid getting the bug.
We used our elbows to push the buttons in the elevator and took the stairs more often. Tried to avoid touching handrails.
The ship is back at sea after a thorough scrubbing. It's official. Pope Francis will visit the United States next year, attending the World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia in September. Bill Crosby canceled talk show guest shots after years-old sexual assault allegations resurfaced, but he was back on stage last night in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Hello?
One fan shrugged off the bad press.
Still a great comedian either way, one way or another at the end of the day. Can't take that away from him, so here to laugh anyway.
Crosby's lawyer said the comedian would not dignify what he called decade-old discredited allegations. The Japanese stock market tumbled 3% overnight after Japan reported a second quarter of negative economic growth, a textbook definition of recession. S&P futures are down 6 points. This is CBS News.
Fraudulent charges aren't always so easy to find. They can start out as just a few dollars. That's why Discover Card monitors every purchase every day to help keep your account protected from suspicious activity. Plus, you're never responsible for any unauthorized purchases on your Discover Card.